It appears the only thing normal in Delmont, South Dakota right now is the fact that the birds continue to sing. They don't seem to realize that they're pecking on the ground where fences are torn apart. They're sitting on trees that are snapped into a bunch of pieces. They just keep singing, but around them is chaos. Heavy machines hoist huge piles of tangled branches into dump trucks on the west side of Delmont. Front yards are masked by the mess of debris a tornado wrenched from homes and nearby buildings. Just up the street, an iconic sanctuary looms. Sandy Frentz is part of an incident management team assisting community leaders. She says the tornado's timing spared a congregation.
You know, oh my gosh, Sunday morning, the kids were in Sunday school. Everything happened really so fortunately because the church service had been over. Kids were in Sunday school, so they were taken to the basement, and when the storm ended, they walked them all right out the back door.
Now a pile of broken bricks slumps in front of the building. A gaping hole in the roof reveals the interior of the church, and contorted pipes from the organ jut into a cloudy blue sky. Mayor Megan Airy says the Zion Lutheran Church was a cornerstone of this town of 200.
The church was a landmark in the community for 100 years. So actually it was my home church. It isn't now, but it was. I was baptized, confirmed, married there. So lots of sentimental things. So, you know, it's got lots of ties to the community. So it's gonna be a tough loss.
Ganeri says Sunday's tornado, the one that smashed out windows, toppled cars, uprooted trees, and launched debris into the air, left the church's altar untouched. She says parishioners are dismantling the church and salvaging that piece. The mayor says she doesn't know whether the congregation plans to rebuild. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Delmont.